The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say,
"Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,"
it should not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say,
"Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,"
it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as God wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand,
"I don't need you."
And the head cannot say to the feet,
"I don't need you."
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
I will show you the most excellent way.
If I speak in the tongues of humans and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Love never fails.
But where there are prophecies, they will cease.
Where there are tongues, they will be stilled.
Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears.
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I grew up, I put childish ways behind me.
Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face.
Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
And now these three remain:
faith,
hope,
and love.
But the greatest of these is love.
The love of God is greater far than some of them.
Thank you. welcome to our chapel gathering this morning. For those of you that I don't know, my name is John Swartz. I'm a student at the seminary and at the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding here at EMU. This school year, I'm going to be doing my internship with Campus Ministries. So hopefully you will see my face around campus quite a bit, maybe up here and maybe in some different settings. Really looking forward to getting to know a lot of you in different ways. This chapel gathering, as many of you saw in email and by other means, has been planned by the pastoral assistants, the PAs, the blue shirt crew today. We have two goals with this chapel. The first goal is to continue to explore together the theme, the campus ministry's theme for this year, faith, hope, love. If you've been on campus or in chapel the last several weeks, you've no doubt already been introduced to this theme. Today we want you to continue to explore it, and we want to invite you to consider the substance of your thoughts on faith, hope, and love. And then, of course, we want to push further and ask how these ideas get embodied in our community. The second goal that we have named is to introduce ourselves. That's why I started with introducing myself as a campus ministries team. Hopefully you've already met your MA, and today we'll introduce you to the PAs. And we won't always be wearing the blue shirts. At least I don't plan on wearing mine every day. I don't know what they're going to do. So we want you to know our faces. We want you to know who we are. And we want to be approachable as we are around campus with you all. With all that said, I'll let my friend here introduce himself and give you a bit of overview of what this morning will involve.
Thank you, John. My name is Jordan Luther. I'm a second-year student here at EMU, and I am the pastoral assistant for the Elmwood. So a little bit about what's going to happen this morning. As you walked in, you may have received a sheet of paper that may or may not have been a funky color, maybe pink, maybe green. So it's good that you have that. What's going to happen is you have these sentences that says, hope is, faith is, and love is. And as chapel kind of unfolds itself, write down any reflections you may have. Now, keep in mind that these reflections are going to be anonymous, and as you come up later in the service, you will put these in the basket and they will later be displayed. We also would like for you to keep in mind that as you reflect, that everyone's definition of faith, hope, and love is going to be different from one another, and that's okay, and we want to celebrate those differences because we all bring a different piece to the story. And to kind of give you an example of these differences, and we want our other PAs to come and introduce themselves as well as share their own reflections of faith, hope, and love.
Good morning. My name is Darian Harnish. I am a senior, and I will be serving as the pastoral assistant to Maplewood. My word is faith. Faith is like 3.141592 whatever. Faith is also irrational, but like pi is the starting point for finding the area of a circle, faith is the starting point for navigating life's purpose.
I am Julia Schmidt. I am a senior, and I'm a PA for Cedarwood. And for me, faith is hard because it goes beyond reason and it's not tangible. It is but a felt sense within me.
My name is Melody, and I'm a junior and the PA for Elmwood. And for me, hope is placing my fear about the future and my acknowledgement that life is fragile into the hands of God and knowing that God is big enough for that.
Hi, I'm Chaska Yoder, and I'm the PA for North Lawn. And to me, hope is holding on to the possibility of good things in the future. It says, don't give up when the world says give up.
I'm Dylan Bumgardner. I'm the PA of Cedarwood. And to me, love is something that we are made out of, and we are made to love everyone. Love is our God-given gift, and we're not made to squander that love.
My name's Hannah, and I am the PA in Maplewood with Darian. And love to me is being and acting towards others in a way that embodies the life and the teaching of Jesus.
You're now invited to respond in your own way. The invitation is to take the sheet that you were given on the way into chapel and respond to the promptings on it, if you haven't already done so. So we invite you to reflect on what the meaning of faith, hope, and love is, and to write those thoughts on your paper. When you're ready, take your time, you don't all have to come at once. When you're ready, please bring your paper to the front and place it in one of the baskets that Darian and Julia will be holding. Then, in the same way that the PAs just did, you're invited to symbolically offer your gifts to this body by choosing a color of sand, taking a scoop of that sand, and pouring it into the large cylinder. So you're welcome to come when you're ready. For now, we see in a mirror, dimly, which means our definitions, powerful, provocative, inspirational, and true as they may be, will always fail to grasp the depth, fullness, and breadth of faith, hope, and love. We've got a lot in these baskets, but we still don't have all of it. And there's something really beautiful and meaningful to me that we had to have an overflow of all of this. Maybe think about, what does that mean for this body at EMU, this campus community? But then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Abide, meaning to continue without fading or being lost. Though our definitions will fail, our ways of seeing will always be through a clouded mirror. The promise that we are invited to glimpse here is that faith, hope, and love will continue, remain, survive, last, persist, stay, and live on. Because of this promise, we need not despair when our definitions fall short. Rather, we are invited to move deeper into the source of faith, hope, and love. As a means of further response, we're going to have Austin and Melody lead us in the song that they just sang. So I'd invite you to stand and sing along with us. The words are on the screen.
Multiply your love through us to the lost and the least. Let us be your healing hands, your instruments of peace. Let us sing all purposely to imitate your light through our simple words and someone in need. Help me, Lord, to freely give this grace that I've received. May our single purpose be to imitate your life through my simple words and deeds. Let love be multiplied. Let us see your kingdom come to the poor and broken ones. Let us see the mighty flood of justice and mercy, O Jesus. Let love be multiplied.
Multiply your church.
Turn your church to ends of the earth, where there's only barrenness, let us see new birth. Use us as your laborers, working side by side. Let us see your harvest come, let love be multiplied. Let us see your kingdom come to the poor. mercy, O Jesus. Then I'll be mine, let us see your kingdom come to the poor and broken ones. Let us see a mighty flood of justice and mercy, O Jesus. Let love be multiplied.
Go in peace.